Welcome to Shua Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Menuches Daf Samech Dalet. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the story when there was the war between Hyrcanus and Aristobulus and Beis Chashmonai. And within the story was the Zoken with the Chochmei Yevonis who caused the Tomei to stop. So in that time, they couldn't find grain for the Oimer and for Shtei Halechem. And came the Chersha, this deaf mute, and was able to hint where to find the Oimer and Shtei Halechem. The Bnei Yisachar, in Ma'amori Sivon Mamre Hei, Oischof Aleph, he brings this Gemara and it comes to explain why exactly you have, what's the message of the story? Do you have this Cheresh that through him, we're able to know where to bring the Oimer and Shtei Halechem? So he explains that the main milchama, the main war that Am Yisrael had with the Yevonim at the time of Chanukah, is that the Yevonim said, let's come and have a sechel enoshi, a human's understanding, and that's how we're going to look at the world. And what Am Yisrael is saying is that we are mekabel be'emuna pshuta, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us. We believe in the Torah, we don't ask too many questions, we don't do drishu chakir, we don't try to be too smart and understand things on our own, and try to be take a chokhmah and noishis, a human chokhmah, to come and dictate what we do. And he goes on to explain that that's really the idea of the koyach of shmiel. Shmiel means you want to listen, that you want to accept things the way they are, without asking questions. And that's what it means in Har Sinai, Am Yisrael were roim esakoylos. The Re'iyo, the Re'iyo always refers to understanding. Someone who understands and comprehends was in the level of Shmiya, they accept what Kadosh Baruch Hu says without asking questions. He continues and says that Arizal brings, based on Sefer Yetzirah, that every month has a Chush that belongs to that month. What is the Chush that belongs to Chodesh Kislev? Is Shmiya. That's why Chanukah is in Chodesh Kislev. What is the Chush that belongs to Chodesh Tevis? That's the Ayin, the seeing. Chanukah spreads into Chodesh Tevis to tell you everything but it depends on the Shmiya. But he says, the later generations of the Chashmonaim, the Hyrcanus Aristobulus we have in this Gemara, they were fighting in a more modern warfare. They were basing themselves on the Chochmah Yevonis. He says, Mistoma, they left the Derech HaVoseim, that they were focused in receiving Torah Mishamayim, and they were focused on the Chochmah Sa'odom. And that is the remez that's brought down the brisa that the Zoken was loyis b'chochma yevonis because they were busy with chochma yevonis. So he concludes that that's the reason you have the cherish. This cherish, he was able to understand what people were saying. So he had some connection to Shmiel, but he's not able to talk. As to emphasize that the Iker Avoido that Cheshmonoim gave us, that we got from his Gabrus and Yavon, is the Chusha Shmiel, is the ability to receive without communicating back, without coming and debating it, just accepting it as it is. And that's why this Maisa ended that they came and they were Goyzer, that a person should not teach his children Chochmei Yevonis. Because the whole message of the story was that that is wrong. And he concludes, that's what the Gemara says in the end, that it was Mordechai, that was able to understand the Lashonis, because the whole Chochmas Yavon is to show, are they able to understand things, and they are able to comprehend and interpret different Ramazim, to show you that everything is called in the Torah, and there's no need for Chochmas Yavonis. Another Mahalach, which goes in a similar direction, that this whole Gemara is going to teach us the fight that we have against Yavon, the Chassavir brings the Parshas Pinchas. He explains that what is the taina of the Yevonim against the Torah, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's a taina that philosophers say, as the Gemara of the Zohar tells us. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to have a desire in the world, why doesn't he go and destroy the desire? The fact that that doesn't happen, that shows this whole thing is not true. But what is the answer to that question? The answer is what the Gemara of the Zohar tells us. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take away the desire, what is the desire? The Shemesh, the Erech, the Kechavim. He's going to destroy the world. You don't destroy the world because you have the Shaitim that are doing over the Zohar. So the basis of the argument is, do we care about the fact that there's a ripple effects of destroying something that affects so many other people, so the world as a whole, do we care about it or not? So that's exactly what happened over here in the debate regarding the Korban HaTomit. They were giving the keves to put the Korban HaTomit. And the Zoken, the new Chochmei Yevonis, told them, you should give a chazir. Now what did they give? What was the reason that they were giving the Tomid, the keves to the Tomid? Because they knew that when you have Korban HaTomit in Yerushalayim, that protects and saves all Klal Yisrael. Everybody benefits from it. Came the one with Chochmei Yevonis and said, You're right. We all benefit from it. But give them a chazal, it will destroy them, it will destroy us as well. But we don't care that we're going to get affected as well, as long as our enemies will be destroyed. So the argument that we had over here is the argument that has to do with Chochmei Yevonis. And that's why the maskana of the Gemara is not to teach Chochmei Yevonis. And I in the Kedusha Slevi, in Kedusha Shnia Lepurim, in Ois Dalit, speaks of the maskana of the sugya that we have in the next Amud. The Gemara tells us that it's Mordechai who was able to figure out things. His name was Psachio, because he knew Shivim Loshen. So he explains that all Umas Oilam and all the Lashonis, they all have a source in Loshon HaKodesh, they all will have a source in Kedusha, because if not, they'll be destroyed. And it speaks there by Arichus that all the Lashonis come from Loshon HaKodesh. The ones who know the source, they're able to control all what Umas Oilam do. It says Mordechai at the time of Achashverosh was able to take a Melech Goy to do the Rotzon of Am Yisrael. That's something unique that happened in Purim and did not happen before. And that's the power of Mordechai to be able to control the Umas Oilam to do Rotzon Am Yisrael. And that's the idea over here, that Mordechai was able to figure out the Lashonis because he's able to know the Shoyrish Lashon. And this connects beautifully to the Bnei Yisachar, that the whole discussion over here is that we want to subject ourselves to Chochmas HaTorah, not to Chochmas Yevonis. We want to go to the source where everything comes from. And that's the message of this Gemara, to be Misrachik Mechochmas Yevonis, Chochmas Chitzonis, and to connect to the Shoyrish, and that's what Mordechai represents. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shorim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.